In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, open thou the eyes of my heart, that I may hear thy word and understand and do thy will, for I am a sojourner upon the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me, but open mine eyes, that I may perceive the wonders of thy law. Speak unto me the hidden and secret things of thy wisdom. On thee do I set my hope, O my God, that thou shalt enlighten my mind and understanding with the light of thy knowledge, not only to cherish those things which are written, but to do them, that in reading the lives and sayings of the saints I may not sin, but that such may serve for my restoration, enlightenment, and sanctification, for the salvation of my soul, and the inheritance of life everlasting. For thou art the enlightenment of those who lie in darkness, and from thee cometh every good deed and every gift. Amen. Today is Saturday, June the 8th, 2024. For our scripture reading today, we have sections from Acts and the Gospel of John. For our reading of the lives of the saints, we have the translation of the relics of the great martyr, Theodore Stratilates, and Saint Theodore, first bishop of Rostov and Suzdal. Let's begin with Acts chapter 15, verses 35 through 41. Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord, with many others also. Then after some days Paul said to Barnabas, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they are doing." Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark, but Paul insisted that they should not take with them the one who had departed from them in Pamphylia, and had not gone with them to the work. Then the contention became so sharp that they parted from one another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. On to the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 27 through 38. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him, whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him." And that is our scripture reading. On to the lives of the saints, the first one being the translation of the relics of the great martyr Theodore Stratilates. The holy great martyr Theodore Stratilates suffered for Christ in Heraclea on February the 8th, 319. At the time of his sufferings, the holy great martyr Theodore ordered his servant Varus to bury his body on the estate of his parents in Euchaita. The transfer of the relics of the great martyr Theodore took place on June the 8th, 319. On this day, we also recall a miracle of the icon of the great martyr Theodore in a church dedicated to him at a place called Karsat, near Damascus. A group of Saracens had turned this church into their residence. There was a fresco on the wall depicting Theodore. One of the Saracens shot an arrow into the icon of the great martyr. From the saint's face, where the arrow had struck into the wall, blood flowed from the eyes of everyone. A short while later, the Saracens who had settled in the church killed each other. Accounts of this miracle are given by saints or by the Holy Fathers, Anastasios of Mount Sinai, April the 20th, and John of Damascus, December the 4th. Oh, okay. I had to reread it myself here. I misread it a bit. It says, one of the Saracens shot an arrow into the icon of the great martyr from the saint's face, where the arrow had struck into the wall. Blood flowed before the eyes of everyone. So it wasn't from their own eyes. I thought it was from their eyes it flowed. And then it says, a short while later, the Saracens who had settled in the church killed each other. The next one is about St. Theodore, first bishop of Rostov and Suzdal. The great wonder worker St. Theodore, who was a Greek by birth, was the first bishop of Rostov. He was consecrated as a bishop in the year 991 or 992. At that time, most of the Rostov territory was still pagan, and St. Theodore worked tirelessly to proclaim the gospel to the people of that area. The inhabitants subjected the hierarch to many insults, and they even drove him away on one occasion. Then Saint Theodore moved to Suzdal, where he brought many souls to Christ. He fell asleep in the Lord at Suzdal in 1023, resting from his fruitful apostolic labors. His holy relics are in Suzdal's nativity for the Holy Theotokos Cathedral. Portions of his relics are also kept in two other churches at Suzdal, that of the Kazan icon and that of Saints Constantine and Helen. Saint Theodore is also commemorated at the Synaxis of the Saints of Rostov and Yaroslavl, May the 23rd, and at the Synaxis of the Saints of Vladimir, June the 23rd. Today's saint should not be confused with Saint Theodore of Rostov, November the 28th, who reposed in 1395, and was the nephew of St. Sergius of Radonezh, September the 25th. And that is our reading for today off of the OCA.org site. Some very short readings this time of year after Pascha. So anyway, let's wrap it up here, and I will read the additional book in separate recording. So thank you for tuning in, and all glory to God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.